During his campaign, Trump echoed the Republican line on coal, that it's abundant and unfairly targeted by environmental regulations under President Barack Obama's administration.
Obama has decimated the coal industry, decimated it, and we're going to bring the coal industry back, folks.
Voters in the coal fields contrasted that rhetoric against Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's policies. Earlier this year, she made a comment about coal miners.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Which provided plenty of fodder for Republicans to rally support in coal country, even though the quote was taken out of context.
And we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people. Those people labored in those mines for generations, losing their health, often losing their lives, to turn on our lights and power our factories.
Clinton's pessimistic outlook on the coal industry's future prospects is one that's backed up by experts. Stricter Obama-era environmental regulations on coal mining and burning haven't helped the industry. But the biggest problem for Appalachian coal is that it's really expensive to mine. And more, power plants are making economic decisions to burn cheaper natural gas. But for the past few years, politicians have gained votes in the coal fields by raising false hopes about a resurgence of coal. In eastern Kentucky, more than 12,000 miners have been laid off since 2009. And here, as in other places around the country, Trump's economic promises found a receptive audience.
Look, the coal industry is going to make a very big comeback, okay?
A lot of people bought into Trump saying that.
Clayton Jenkins lives in Letcher County and worked in coal mines for 15 years before he was injured in 2010. He voted for Hillary Clinton in this year's election.
I believe 50% bought into that he was going to bring coal mining jobs back.
Trump has pledged to scrap the Clean Power Plan, which puts carbon dioxide regulations on power plants. He's also said he'll gut the Environmental Protection Agency. But West Virginia University law professor James Van Nostrand says getting rid of regulations will likely have just a nominal effect on the Appalachian coal industry.
It's cheap natural gas. It's hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling that have resulted in mass quantities of natural gas, forecasted to result in low prices for the foreseeable future.
The number of U.S. power plants buying Kentucky coal has been steadily shrinking over the past few years as utilities make business decisions to retire older coal units. It's cheaper to shut them down or convert them to natural gas. Two of the three coal-fired units at the Paradise Power Plant in western Kentucky are scheduled to shut down next year. And utility Tennessee Valley Authority says that's a business decision that wouldn't be affected by the repeal of any environmental regulations. But now, it'll be up to Republicans to deliver on years' worth of campaign promises that without President Obama, the coal industry would thrive.
By now, it is clear that this administration and your agency have declared a war on coal.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been one of the most active perpetrators of the rhetoric. Here, he's speaking at a 2013 public hearing about the EPA's carbon dioxide regulations.
For Kentucky, this means a war on jobs and on our state's economy.
But now, McConnell may be realizing that a coal industry resurgence under Republican leadership will be hard to deliver. At a press conference last week, McConnell sounded less sure about the role the government could play in restoring coal jobs to previous heights.
So we are going to be presenting to the new president a variety of options that could end this assault. Whether that immediately brings business back is hard to tell because this is a private sector activity.
And if the private sector continues to choose natural gas over coal, who will McConnell and Trump blame next? I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.